In a parsha filled with so many highlights, perhaps the most poignant and certainly the most emotional is the opening section of the parsha, where Moshe pleads with Hashem that Hashem should rescind his decision, rescind his decree to not allow Moshe into Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe asks yet again, he begs, he pleads, "Ve'eschanan el Hashem esa hilemor." I implored, he says, I begged Hashem at that time, saying, Adonai Hashem, Ata hachilosa laharos es avdecha es godlocha es yodcha hazaka. Please, you who've already shown your greatness, your strong hand, there's no one like you, but Shemayim uva'aretz, no one can do what you can do. Ebrana, ve'era, es ha'aretz ha'tova asher be'eva ha'ardin ha'ara tov hazel ha'avanon. Please, please let me cross, let me go against, go across the river, let me see this beautiful, beautiful land. Chazal, we know, famously darshan from the gematria of the word Ve'eschanan, the Moshe didn't give up 515 tefillot. Not only did he beg constantly, but he was willing even to, you could say, debase himself. Eschanan, Rashi tells us, as Miloshon, En chinam b'chamokam el loshon matnas chinam. Moshe was willing to say, even if I don't deserve it, even if I have no zechusim, but please, I'm begging you anyway, please, let me go in. Please have mercy on me. Moshe had no zechuyos. It doesn't matter. Of course he had many zechuyos. Moshe was willing to admit to being undeserving if that would have been enough to get him in. And despite his unbelievably sincere yearning and his pleading, we read, of course, of the difficult response that he received. V'yis'aber Hashem bi, Hashem became angry with me. L'manchem v'lo shamay lai. Unfortunately, the sin that happened with the Jewish people, Moshe is held responsible for his actions, for their actions. And Hashem says to me, Rav lach al tosef, don't say another word to me. Od b'davar hazeh, alei rosh ha-pisgah, you can go up on the mountain, you can look, sa'inecha yama v'tzafona v'seimana mizracha, you can look all around, re'ei b'einecha, but nevertheless, lo ta'avor es ha-yarden hazeh. Moshe, you will not pass and cross over the Yarden. You will not go in to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe is the first, but certainly not the last, Jew throughout history who desperately wanted to get into Eretz Yisrael, but wasn't able to. Throughout our history, we have had great tzaddikim who have desperately desired, and some, in fact, who tried to make the trek, and for a variety of different reasons and circumstances, weren't able to go. In essence, they were told, not through Nevuah perhaps, but through circumstances, they were given the same decision as Moshe received. Lo ta'avor es ha-yarden hazeh. How many Jews throughout history have wanted to come and to be able to see Eretz Yisrael, to live here? And they too, in one way or another, were given the response, Lo ta'avor es ha-yarden hazeh. Nevertheless, if one genuinely has that desire, as much as it would be disappointing not to be able to live in Eretz Yisrael, one can take comfort, perhaps, in a very important and powerful Gemara in Masechet Ksubis. The Gemara there on Daf Ayin Hey, Darshan's a Pasuk in Tehillim, Ulitzion Yomar Ish V'Ish Yulad Ba, Hu Yichonena Elyon. That there are two people who are considered an Ish of Tzion, two people who are considered those who are the citizens of Tzion. Says the Gemara, Echad HaNolad Ba, V'Echad HaMetzapa, Lirosa. There is a natural born citizen, but there is also somebody who may not be able to be there, but he's mitzape lirosa. He desires to be there. And the Gemara implies that even the one who is not in Israel, but he's mitzape lirosa, that is considered ish, an ish of Tzion, a citizen of Tzion. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, in the work Logic of the Heart, Logic of the Mind, tells a remarkable story about a period in history, in the earlier part of the 20th century, where Jews were trying to emigrate to pre-mandate Palestine, pre-state Palestine, and there was quotas on the visas from different countries, and there was a bunch of Jews who wanted to emigrate, but from whatever country they were coming from, the visas had already been used up. And therefore, some of the Jews living in then Palestine had the idea of forging passports and visas to make it look as if they were from countries, citizens of countries that still had more visas that could allow them into the Holy Land. And they asked the great rabbi, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, if it was allowed. And he said, no, how could you do that? You're lying. You can't see you're from one country if you're from another. A few days later, they came back to Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, and they said, we have a different idea. Instead of forging passports that say we're from this country in Europe and not that country, why don't we forge passports that say we're from Palestine, that these Jews are from Palestine? And Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld gave them a bracha for their efforts. But they were confused. They didn't understand. A few days earlier, you told us we can't lie. We can't make a passport that says they're from a country they're not from. And now you're allowing us? And Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld responded by quoting this Gemara. Echel ha-nolad ba ve'echer ha-metzapel er-osa. If someone genuinely is trying to get to Eretz Yisrael, that even before they get there, even when they're still in the Bechina of Hametzapel Rosa, they're already considered an Ish Tzion. And therefore, to write that they are from Palestine is not a lie, in fact. On a deep existential level, it's true. And they are already citizens of Tzion by the very fact that they are Metzapeh Lirosa. And this, I think, is something for all of us to think about when we consider the greatest of all men, Moshe Rabbeinu, who is deprived of something that we are fortunate in our time and generation to be blessed with the ability to do, which is, if we want, to come and live in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe was so desperate, and Hashem told him, no, lo tavor es hayardein hazeh. And obviously, each person has to do their own cheshbon ha-nefesh, and it's also possible that, unfortunately, there will be people, even in today, in our day and age, will feel that circumstances are such that lo tavor et hayardein hazeh. That's not for anyone else to judge. That's a person in their own conscience, in the privacy, in their relationship with Hashem. Only Hashem can judge. And that is an honest cheshbon ha-nefesh that everyone must do with themselves. But at least to desire to go, to think about it, to be inspired by Moshe's desire, that is something I believe is obligatory on all of us.